It was one of the most amazing Septembers we've ever seen.
It gets no better than this.
Now, relive every massive moment.
The MCG is shaking!
This is the 2016 AFL Grand Final. As for McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
The footy's on Triple M!
This quarter for IGA Liquor. IGA Liquor, proudly independent.
Are the Dogs 30 minutes away from an unbelievable slice of history? The first time in 62 years they could hold the silverware aloft. They're 8 points up on the Sydney Swans at three-quarter time. Luke Darcy's here, so Spud Frawley.
Unbelievable game, Darce. Only once since 1984 has a team won the grand final when trailing at three-quarter time. That was Geelong in 2009. So history says the Bullies are on track for their first grand final win since 1954, their second dust.
There's going to be some stress in this stadium, but I promise you that much. There's people sitting here that have waited their whole life for this moment, and there's a massive contingent of Bulldogs in this 100,000-strong crowd, and there's going to be twists, there'll be turns. There's an amazing team, the Swans, to overcome, but they have given themselves a rolled gold chance of history here, this incredible group.
Hard yakka, Ash.
Yeah, Bulldogs' last nine entries inside 50. The Swans didn't go inside for 14 minutes.
And down to the boys on the boundary for Bob Jug Team Arts.
Jim, almost as entertaining watching the Bulldogs fans. They have been riding every bump, every kick. The stress on the Bulldogs fans around me, on their faces, throughout their whole body. 62 years. They don't even want to think about it at this stage.
Yeah. They've just got something about them for me, the Dogs. They're 8 points up. They're playing with dare and enterprise. And they deserve the lead they've got at three-quarter time. And their fans can dare to dream. Half an hour to go. What can the Swans do to counter this irrepressible wave? Umpire holds the ball aloft for McDonald's. Triple M rocks the grand final. BT, get us started.
Oh, yeah, listen to it. Dogs by 8 points. Triple M Harvey Norman scoreboard. Last quarter underway here. Tippett got the knock and clearance to centre-half forward and Easton Wood marks. Wood beat Rowan to the ball. Rowan was good in the first quarter. Hasn't been sighted since. Kick out wide to Boyd of the Dogs. This is an opportunity, and that's Matthew Boyd. Kick along the ground wasn't his best. Cordy was there. Dalhouse had to get rid of it quickly. Somehow the Dogs conjure something up. Goes down towards Hunter. Up they fly. McVeigh was there as well. Heaney got a little handball out the back. Stolen here by Pickin. Pickin turned it inside 50. No one home. Big Boyd is there. Got a run at it. Grundy did. Took it away. Handball. Hannabury onto the wee man McLean. McLean over the top with a nice looking ball to Rowan. Rowan couldn't hold the mark. Couldn't keep his feet. Easton Wood, his opponent there.
Brilliant. Got it to Johannesson. Now it's broken up.
Oh, he's done his knee.
Has been smashed.
Hannabury's done his knee.
He's in all sorts. Johannesson inside 50. High ball forward. Going to be marked by Rampy. He's a tough boy, Hannabury, but he got to his feet straight away.
He has. He's tough. He stood up. He's in a lot of trouble. No. He's going straight off, Jokely.
So that was one of the sliding free kicks that they've given away all year and they've missed it. And just the tears and the pain on Dan Hannabury's face.
Here's Buddy. Down to you, Doc, Rowan White.
Just in front of us. I think he's done a bad medial ligament. He got a knock on the outside of the knee. And the knee buckle, he grabbed the inside of the knee. It looks like a medial.
There it is. You don't get a diagnosis that quick anywhere else. Up they go to tip it as Hannabury comes off the ground. Little handball back inside here to Roughhead. Handball there to Hamling. It might have been Dunkley. It was. Dunkley to Hunter. McRae got tackled, but not before he got the kick in the Dixon direction. Up goes Lloyd. Knocks it down. Mitchell front and centre. Had to get the handle out to Lloyd. This is a hot footy.
Got it to Jones. Only one-on-ones ahead of him. He's got to pull the kick in board and see if he can find someone wearing the same jumper. Unable to do so. Rough head at half-back. Chain of handballs ends up with Bontempelli. Around the body ball from him's going to work to Johannesson on the wing. Things are just falling for the Dogs. Johannesson scrubs one inside 50. This sort of ball's work for them. Rampy, run down from behind. Holding the ball all day long.
No talk from Grundy whatsoever.
Pickin, free kick, inside forward 50, tight angle.
Jim, they're your special moments in a grand final where it's what they've done all year. Players finding a way like Liam Pickin, who's untidy. He's not full of skill, but the heart to drag Rampy down, who no one's got near all game. Set up a shot at goal. Massive, massive tackle.
This will make it a 14-point spread. And that's a big margin in the final term of a granny. Liam Pickin, what a moment for this young man. Already got one in the second term from the set shot. It's not going to come back. Stuck it across. In fact, doesn't even make the distance. And Heaney takes the mark.
So Heaney marks it right on the behind line here. Dogs kick into the punt road end in this final quarter. Heaney from fullback heaves the ball out wide. Bonapelli, the target out there, tip it over the top. Almost held it in the fingertips. Buddy Franklin at ground level, trying to extricate the ball, couldn't get it out. And I think we may have a ball up here.
Oh, no.
In fact, a free kick plucked out. Back down to you, Doc Rowan White.
Hannery, Doc.
Grand final footy. They look to be strapping him up and they'll test him on the sideline.
Bob Jane T. Marks. Hannery is capable of coming back. I know that. Sometimes plays it up a little bit. Here's Buddy. If you know what I mean. Up they go. No winner in the air. Rough head. Bonapelli. Bonapelli on his wrong right foot. Beautiful kick to Cordy. Picking up on the half volley. Here they go. Dalhouse looking for someone to give it to. Clay Smith had to run right through the middle of them. He did it brilliantly. Sydney, wait and watch. Now they retrieve the footy. Zach Jones to Smith.
They're defending grimly, the Swans. The Dogs are going to pound it inside 50 again. Morris went and got it. Handball to Cordy. Cordy ducks through a tackle. Inside he goes, but it's straight to Grundy.
That's his seventh intercept mark, Heath Grundy.
Ball's being played at the wrong end of the ground, though, for the Swans. They cannot get any territory at all. Rampy over the top. Lloyd. Richards waited for the ball to get to him, but took it on the chest.
Hamling, desperate to spoil, couldn't get there. Richards now. Half-back line right in front of the Dogs bench here. Scores 8-5-53 Sydney. Dogs 9-7-61. That is at the moment on the Harvey Norman scoreboard. Kick goes forward. Up they fly. Buddy can't get near it here today. An opportunity ground level. Hewitt looked around. Beautiful handball out the back door. Great composure. Got it to Heaney. Heaney likewise with a kick. Left footer up towards Tippett. Got a shocking bounce. Spills to Hunter. Oh boy. One of the few mistakes he's made all day. Gave the handball off. Picked up by Papley. Had a snap from the boundary and missed. So 54-61 in favour of the Dogs.
Oh, Josh Kennedy. Papley didn't look inboard at all. He would have ran into an open goal if he had used hands in Papley.
Biggs to Marine back in. Big opportunity missed there for the Swans. Boyd jumps at the footy. What about the coming out party for this young man?
He has had some massive moments, Tom Boyd. A couple of goals. Big contested mark again.
Goes in search of Dunkley. It's Xavier Richards. Kicks it forward to a one-on-three. Papley actually did well to break the ball up in the air. Then he went and got it. Although Boyd had a piece of it too. That's Matty.
Well, and the ball's on the ground. Matty Boyd, six contested marks for Hard Yakka.
Hard to beat Sydney for contested ball in the tight crunches. But I tell you what, the Dogs have been in first, I reckon. Bonapelli swatting knockdown of McLean. Little kick around the corner, had more time than he thought. Here's Naismith, got the handball off here to Laidler. Bangs it inside 50 with a mongrel tour. Two on one for the Dogs. Hamling, been one of the best players for the Dogs. He wants to get it out and he does. So this time the Dogs decide to go. They've got the balance right there. The kick to Biggs. Now to Caleb Daniel. He'll mark it half back. He too can run and play on. He says, "Come on, come at me." Stringer does, not with great pace. Need to mark it in the hands. Off hands here. Spills to Hunter. Hunter went and got it. Laid on the ground by Laidler. Hunter's underneath, and the umpire ball up down to you, Howie.
Can't believe it, BT. Hannery's running a little fitness test in front of us. He said to the doctors, "I'll be right." He's holding half a leg at the moment, but he can't go side to side. He'll be just straight line if he gets out there.
Bob Jane T. Marts, it comes to Jones via Kennedy. Now Papley inside the centre square or sort of on the wing, and this long and high to the Bud. Look at the wheels on Bud. He put 10 metres on Hamling.
Yeah.
And he's got it right half forward, left foot in, not a bad spot.
No, you're right. Howie's all over it. Straight line, no worries. Back to Howie.
Hannery's word to the doctors, I will have a crack.
Papley sore as well.
All right, this is a massive kick. Numbers today, Ash, for Bud.
Yeah, Buddy Franklin, 12 possessions, one behind.
10-year, $10 million deal. They got him here to do this. Buddy Franklin. Kick on the way is magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
What a pressure goal.
9-6-60, 9-7-61. Dogs by a point. Harvey Norman scoreboard.
Well, you called it, JB. There's not more bigger moments than that one to ask. He had to go back. He was sucking in the big ones. His work rate's been great. He's been frustrated. He's not going to get any smaller. That was a pressure kick. That just never looked like missing the goal, so the big fella BT was outstanding.
Hannery on, gone forward dust.
Yeah, brave fact. Hannery, he won't be able to move sideways, but they strapped him up, got him back out. He's a freak, buddy. Chemist Warehouse replay screen. He's absolutely pumped. No one else in the game apart from him was going to do what he just did then.
Harvey Norman scoreboard. Boy, oh boy, wow, we look at this. 7-8 minutes ticking over here in the last quarter. A one-point game. Dogs in front, and they've got the clearance to go with it. Banged it on the boot and went forward here. Smith, high ball, pick and compete, but a good mark taken in defence by Smith.
How good Nick Smith, how good Rampy. Lathan's gone third man up. It's been a massive part of this game. Grundy as well.
Short kick to Heaney. Heaney now looking out wide of the wing, and here is Hanbury. So Hanbury out there. Thought he was dead a moment ago, and here he is with the ball on the wing near the boundary line.
Hobbling around. Just has to massage one in the hope he can find a player wearing his jumper. It was Hewitt who's on the ground, and then maybe deliberate out. Matt Stevick with a decision to make. No, he wants it thrown in. Out of side it will be. 9-6-60 Swans, 9-7-61 Dogs. You just sense if it's tight, the Dogs win it.
How did we kick that? Worried his leg was going to fall off.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't know what was going to happen when he kicked that.
Now, if he's not right, he should actually go off.
I'm with you, BT.
Caleb Daniel, clearance forward. Zane Cordy out in front of Laidler. Cordy got his arms free. Handball back to Stringer. Stringer's taken in a ripping Heaney tackle. And the ball's going to be thrown up.
Well, what are the tackles, Stuart?
Yeah, it's almost dead even. 79-78 Sydney's way.
Dogs by 1 point. Got the ball on their half-forward line. Umpire letting this game go like no other. Hewitt, little kick along the ground, only as far as Bonampelli. He's got time to look in all directions, do a couple of pirouettes. Farm off the handball to McRae. He goes long to the attacking 50. Pickett! Pickett with a big mark over the top. He's 55 metres out. Pickett has taken the mark of his life.
Just channeled the old man.
Yeah, it was.
Billy and Mum will be exploding at home as Pickett goes to the square. Smith and Heaney over the line and out of bounds.
That was a great effort from Isaac Heaney back there. Don't underestimate the mark from Pickett. He took a hanger at centre forward. And then Heaney had to go back and defend. Rampy went over and said, mate, well done, young man. You really saved us there.
1 point lead, Dogs. Ball thrown in inside their forward 50. Last quarter of the grand final. It gets no better than this. Roughhead got taken out of it. He went back and got the footy. In fact, it was Hunter, the bottom of all of that. He'll emerge with it and hand it to the umpy.
Hanbury off. He's gone straight through the interchange race, and you wonder whether or not that's it.
He's done.
Might be it, I think, as here's McRae. Handball back to Stringer. He's kicked a goal.
Stringer's delivered. Look at this. Look at Stringer. Stringer! Well, you said it, Brian. It was amazing. It wasn't even a half chance. It was a 5% chance, but that's the brilliance of him. It was just outstanding.
He had no right to do what he did
He did it.
He just was not even in the contest, and he's plucked one out of his backside, Stringer. He's done nothing. Absolutely nothing. Have a look at this. One-handed pickup, one-stick kick as it's being smothered. The goal of his life.
Harvey Norman's scoreboard. Dogs by 8. Stringer has electrified the MCG. Here we go again. Back in the middle, Naismith wins the knock. Parker's got an easy clearance. He slips over, gives it off to Hewitt. Hewitt a long ball. It's coming forward, bound for Sydney again. Up goes Rowan, couldn't win it. Spills to Kennedy. He was there, so was Matty Boyd. The former skipper picked it up. Kennedy gave it to Franklin. No, he didn't. High ball back inside 50. Up they fly, no winner in the air. Ball on the ground. All of this happening inside the Swans 50. And a free kick against the Dogs. Against Matty Boyd, I think.
Yeah, Hewitt, right.
And Hewitt's got the free. 35 out on a very acute angle.
Let's have a look. Superhome Chemist Warehouse replay screen. Correct weight. He threw the ball up and tapped it away. So great decision for the umpire.
Huge kick from Hewitt. 40 metres out. Tough angle. Got it, I think.
Oh,
got it.
Jeez.
Ha, 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 Sydney bite back, and it's a point the difference. And I just remind you all that there can be no draw at the MCG today under the new rules.
And it could come down to that, Brian. It could come down to that. Those last two kicks from Franklin and Hewitt on acute angles never deviated. And we know there's 10 minutes 45 seconds left. It's going to go down to the last 3 seconds, this game.
Howie, down to you.
Hanbury pleading with the doctors. He's exhorting his teammates. He's begging them to lift. The doc saying, I think you're done. Hanbury's saying, I've got my mouth guard. I want to get back out there.
Tell him to sit down.
1 point lead to the Dogs. One of the better grand finals we've seen for a very, very long time. All week, everyone knew it was going to be this good. That's the amazing thing about it.
Yep.
Throwing up footy, Naismith down, Liberatore hard at the pill, and then a clearance pushing the back, Mills no free. He was the one that gave away the free, by the way. Stringer went and found it, kicked it forward. Back here, Rampy able to pick it off, and then pump a really long wide ball that's touched. So play on, Biggs won it, and then was dispossessed. Underground ball, Tom Boyd's got to stand over it. Papley then went and found it. He was bashed into by a couple.
Kieran Jack.
And the ball's going to be thrown up out of sight.
And once again, Tom Boyd, that's a head over your footy job. Kieran Jack bearing down. He stood up again, young Tom Boyd.
Gee, you can talk about Stringer today, but what about Papley? As Liberatore spun out of the pack and kicked it inside 50. Long ball, Grundy got back, but he was under enormous pressure. Here's Jake Stringer sprinting for the ball. X Richards there as well. Stringer arrived first, overruns it, got pushed out of the way. Mills handball. Decapitated by me, boy.
He cut his neck off. He cut his neck off. He severed him at the top. And Hewitt's got the free.
Hewitt just pumps it long down the line. Bud's got a couple of beat in the air in from the side. Naismith had a piece. Unable to take it. McGlynn, Kennedy, the brute, got the handball away. Franklin was being tackled as he got out of the footy. Spun around, got the kick away. On the ground, all Dogs. Tommy Boyd, end on end, inside 50. Clay Smith at the front, bashed into. Dalhouse, McLean, over the top. The kick was no good to Zane Cordy. It bounces into his hands. This way, that away. Left foot centering Nurry. Stringer has dropped the mark. Mills took it away. Back now to Smith, and they relieve for the Swannies. Wide ball, no one there. McRae picked it off at half forward. Wants an inboard target, sees something he likes, it's picking.
Oh, it's cool play by the Dogs. They lead it by a point here. They lead by 1 point. We've got 9 minutes in the grand final left.
Stringer's on his own four. Yeah, they got an extra man down there. He's screaming for it from Pickin, hasn't seen him.
Pickin, 70 metres out. Now kicks it high. Here comes Stringer. Stringer to launch. Up he goes. Almost got a piece of it. Looking dangerous. Here's Dalhouse. Tackled high. Got the handball to Boyd. That's big Boyd. That's distinct from little Boyd. And Boyd was thrown to the ground and will have a ball up. 20 out from the Dogs' goal.
Oh, Darsh, you're right. Boyd's work at ground level for a guy 198 is elite. He has been a ripper today.
Tip it down. Pickett came through, tried to drag it free. Liberatore claimed, got rid of it to Kennedy. Kennedy inched it out of there, but it came straight to Matty Boyd. Walked through, gave it to McLean. McLean, handball. Caleb Daniel inside 50, centres it intelligently. Top of the square, Heaney. Oh, free kick is going to go the Swannies' way.
Great courage, Heaney.
Dudley lined him up from 40 metres, and he's knocked every bit of air out of his guts.
I'll tell you what, this is one of the most courageous games I've seen ever, in both teams.
This is a big game here, 67-66 Dogs' way, down to 8 minutes in the grand final. Here's Papley. Hardly sniffed it all day. He kicks into the man on the mark. He's had a shocker. And then he applies the tackle on Biggs. It was a good one. A dispossessing tackle. Lloyd. Biggs again knocks it down. Handball into McRae. He got smacked in the middle. Here's an opportunity for the Dogs. They can't win it. Tackle over the top. Dogs 20 metres out from goal. Cordy. Cordy picks it up. Turns around the left boot. Couldn't quite snap it. Couldn't get it. They're right there, JB.
Boyd.
They're 5 metres out. Here the Dogs.
Kick smothered, Biggs. His kick smothered. Mills got it. Into the hands of McRae. Squaring ball. McLean. Dropped what he should have taken. Ground level picking. Straightens up. Sausage. Sausage. Bulldogs have busted it out to 7 points. I don't know, Spud. They're winning this bloody game, I reckon.
Shit.
11-7, 73, 10-6, 66. It's written up there somewhere. Triple M Harvey Norman scoreboard.
Oh, we just have a look at the Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay screen. Brownlow medalist Tony Liberatore's out of his seat. There's Scotty West. It's just amazing signs here today, but it's all these smaller players, Darce. The repeat entries again. Eventually, you've got to crack.
Howie.
The noise as that sailed through for a goal is like nothing you've ever heard or will ever hear at the MCG.
7 point margin, the Dogs. 7 minutes left between them and their first premiership in 63 years. What have the Swans got left? Tippett goes up, so does Ruffhead. No winner there. Ball knocked out, comes here to Hunter. Clever tap onto Dixon. Banged it inside 50. Grundy's got it all to do. Shocking bounce. Big boy tapped it to McRae. McRae beat Rampy. Sent it to Pickin. Pickin couldn't hold the mark. Knocked away. Lately comes back to Pickin. McVeigh got him in the tackle. Swans do well. Papley's caught. Spills out the back. Dunkley has a shot and misses the lot.
It's still in play. In fact, Rampy taken to ground. Grundy's just got to bust it out of there. They kick another one, it's all over,
yep,
I reckon.
Yep.
The Dogs, Johannesson, straightens up from downtown. There's your grand final.
Ah!
She's all over. The Dogs with 6 minutes left.
Listen to
two
that.
In a row. I might have gone off early. I don't give a stuff. 79-66, Triple M Harvey Norman scoreboard.
Listen to that.
Oh, this is incredible.
The MCG is shaking, Spud.
It's incredible, Brian. Johannesson, 28 disposals. He was the one that took the game on in the third quarter. They won't be denied either, bullies.
Oh,
I know you've gone quite dark, and understandably so, mate.
This can't be happening.
Yeah, it is, mate. It is.
You just can't believe what you're saying.
And Luke Burry just put a player behind the ball. Lockie Hunter's gone behind the ball.
6 minutes to go. Dogs. It's not their biggest lead of the game, but it's close to it at 13 points. The goal is being reviewed. It might be a point. I think it's a point. I think this goal will not count. The ball was not fully over the line.
Has to be, doesn't it?
Nah,
it has to be over.
I don't think it's going to count.
Gee.
I think it'll be reversed.
There's a millimeter of JB.
Ball on line.
Has to be conclusive, Bristol.
That camera angle.
Score review.
Oh, boy. Dogs fans.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a point. It's a point.
Oh.
The goal review. Millimeters in it. It's a point. It's a point. It's a point.
Wow.
And it's another goal.
Oh, look at Luke Beveridge. Look at Luke Beveridge. He was thinking about putting numbers behind the ball now. Will he change his tactics now?
It's back to a 7-point margin, JB.
Rampy. All right, I have to take my call back.
Yep.
Long ball down the middle. Fly from behind. Another magnificent mark taken this time. Jordan Ruffhead, centre of the ground.
They've been terrific, the big boys. Tommy Boyd, Ruffhead in the ruck.
Ruffhead just high and long. Boyd will get involved in this. In from the side, McLean couldn't take it. Free kick, no. To the back. The snap's going to come from Dunkley, is it? McRae. And it's a behind. So 10-6, 66 Swans, 11-9, 75 Dogs.
Imagine if that millimetre decides a grand final. It's just, you can't write the script for this stuff.
99,981. You can't believe this. You can't bottle this stuff. It's a 9-point margin. Hunter back inside 50 with a kick gobbled up here by the Swans. Handball comes out to Callum Mills. He looks back inside with a sizzling little low drop bunt. Here's Buddy Franklin knocked away by Morris. Couldn't mark it. Naismith Kennedy handball out to Buddy. Buddy tackled by Morris.
Goal!
Dropping the ball. Boyd took the advantage of Blade on from inside the centre square. Boyd's kicked a goal. Boyd's kicked a goal. From inside the centre. I can't believe that. Boyd has kicked the goal from inside the centre square.
He's got the magic.
Can you believe that?
It wasn't. It was. What a tackle, though, guys. What a tackle, what Franklin.
Jeez.
I think there's just a dump button just for half a second, but who cares?
Oh,
this game has got everything. And hey, Tommy Boyd, what an absolute game. What about the criticism this guy's had? Brian, I know you've been excited, but
boy,
you shot your bolt
from inside the centre square.
Yeah,
spot.
No, it was. Jeez. But have a look at the tackle. The tackle from Dale Morris. What an absolute superstar Dale Morris is. Have a look at the emotion of Luke Beveridge.
15 points the margin. It's going to take something extraordinary to deny the Dogs from here. Bontempelli over the top of the ball. Gets to the back and the butt. Out of the centre, walks around Smith, onto the wing, and then punches a low ball inside 50. Good mark, McGlynn.
Well, he had to do it, JB, because Luke Beveridge has put an extra behind the ball, so Buddy couldn't blaze away. He had to kick the ball to the smallest player on the ground, McGlynn, and it come off.
Must kick this goal, McGlynn. 40 out almost directly in front.
He's been quiet. What's he had, Chirac?
Yeah, McGlynn, he's only had 11 hard yakkers.
Just to drag it back to 9 points if he can kick straight. It's on its way. I reckon he's pulled it to the left, has he? Yes, a miss. 10-7, 67, 12-9, 81. It's all falling the Dogs' way at the MCG.
So what's that, a 14-point margin? Dogs' Johannesson plays on from fullback. Got around Gary Rowan very, very easily. Sends the ball out wide. Can't afford to play negative either side yet. They've got to both go for it here. Bonampelli down and under. Tries to disguise the ball. He didn't want it to come out. He's got the ball up that he wanted.
Yeah. Have a look at behind the ball now. You can see the extra Bulldogs players. They're setting up. If Sydney win this ball, do a quick kick forward, it'll be Easton Wood marking this ball.
Bonampelli's had 20 at 100%. Seven tackles is his afternoon.
So they lead it by 14 points. Here's Hunter. Handball out wide to Johannesson. Been a beauty today on the left boot. Goes down the line. Stringer's there. Smith over the top. Don't outreach him. McRae was there. Smith on top of the footy. And we'll have a ball up. Right on the wing in front of the interchange. Dogs by 14 with 4 minutes to go.
This is gold. Ball up after ball up. They'll just tap the ball at their feet here, the Bullies. I don't think they can lose from here.
Kennedy has taken it out. And for mine, Duke, if they go on to win the Dogs, Johannesson's your Norm Smith medalist.
Yeah.
He has been electric.
McRae's been good as well.
This ball's going to be thrown in on the wing. 81-67. 62 long years. And the Dogs can smell it. In fact, it's so bloody close, they got a taste of it.
Yep.
Daniel wrapped up in the tackle. I don't mind this. Just soak up as much time as you like. 3 minutes, 42 seconds left. Matty Boyd pumps it forward. Stringer out of position. Goes back and finds it. McRae. Handball to Boyd. He could end up winning it. From 14, he has missed.
Oh.
He had the game on his boot, but it's 15 points. 10-7, 67 Swans. 12-10, 82 Dogs. Triple M Harvey Norman scoreboard.
Yeah, 15 possession, 8 marks. 3-goal grand final, Tom Boyd.
Four goals to two in the last quarter here, the Dogs. We've now got 3 minutes and 18 seconds left. Ho-ho, Boyd, little one, around the corner up there towards Big Boyd. He's looking like he's got lead legs right now.
Doesn't matter.
Grundy picks up the ball here. No, he doesn't. He had a little fumble. Had to knock it out the back door. I think I've broken my binoculars. As the ball goes still, comes to Grundy. Got the little handball off. Smith was confronted. The Dogs working hard in their forward 50. Eventually, the Swans get a ball in towards Ruffhead. Franklin over the top. Takes a ripper. He thought it. He wanted to go long. There was nothing on.
He tries to sit it over the top to McGlynn, but all the numbers back here with the Dogs. Matty Boyd. McGlynn gets to him eventually. Picked up beautifully by Morris to Johannesson. Johannesson's little ball works for Dunkley on the wing. 2.5 minutes left. They're winning the grand final, the Dogs.
Yep.
They are home. Grundy on the deck. Dalhouse superb. Gave it to Caleb Daniel. Now to Stringer.
Stringer takes a bounce. Inside 50. He doesn't go for goal. He goes to Pickett in the goal square. Pickett kicks the goal. Jake Stringer is no longer selfish. Pickett kicks the goal. He's got three. Unbelievable. The MCG is vibrating. The MCG is vibrating. Luke Darcy's gone quiet.
How are you, Darcy?
It's yours, mate. I can't talk. It's just, I don't know what to say. I'm out. I can't speak. It's just, you can't believe it's happening.
What's the margin, Darcy?
21 points.
21.
Incredible. And what Stringer did then, mate, sums up what the club's about. He went back to the VFL because he would have blazed away. And this group have got so much heart. They've got so much character. It's ridiculous what they've done.
And he did exactly the same last week.
Yeah.
2 minutes left. History at the MCG about to be made.
Hunter
decapitated.
Yeah, the Sydney know now, JB. I'll tell you what. This is the best grand final I've ever seen. I thought 89 was a good one because of sheer skill and talent. This has been an unbelievable day.
Well, what it is, Spud, is the best final story in history.
In history, you're right.
Coming from seventh, that's never happened before.
Yeah.
Winning twice on the road, that's never happened before. And then a grand final win against
Look at Luke Beveridge on the boundary line, guys.
That's absolute gold against a team that finished on top in the home and away.
Beveridge has just gone out of the boundary line and grabbing all the interchange players, Howie.
What a freak that man is.
Minute 30 left. Bob they lead this game there. By 21 points. And the ball is dead. Howie, down to you.
Yeah, Bob Murphy's down here. The coach is down here. There is people crying left, right and centre. Luke Beveridge is about to be a premiership coach.
He's in shock, Luke Beveridge.
1 minute and 31. Rob Murphy in tears. Everyone on the bench, including the doctors, the medical staff, they are in tears. The MCG has become wet because of the tears. Yeah. It is absolutely incredible. And now Easternwood with a high ball. It just does not matter what happens out there now, because the Dogs are going to win. A minute and 20. Hamling, fast hands to McRae. McRae, they're so good with the handball. The handball's probably won in the game here today. As Daniel round the corner with a high ball out of bounds on the full. And Grundy right in front of the celebrating Dogs bench. We'll get a chance to put it back in.
Have a look at Luke Beveridge with Matty Boyd.
Handball back to Rampy. Bites off a massive 45 degree ball. Mills is parked under the footy. Johannesson's been a jet. Gave it to Bontempelli. Gets run down but releases Roberts. Roberts further afield. Handball to Dixon. Thumping ball to Caleb Daniel outside 50. He wants to just sit it up long. Pickens a star. It goes to Ian Heaney. Can he keep his feet? Pickens keeps his feet. Gets out of the tackle. Handball to Stringer. He absorbs a massive Jones tackle. Releases the ball back to Dixon. In fact, it's McRae. He's absolutely decapitated in the pocket.
Oh, beautiful call, JB. What about Pickens? He just doesn't get beat one-on-one. Pickens does not get beat one-on-one.
This to make it four in a row and absolutely ice the game with 20 seconds left.
He can milk the clock.
Yeah, he doesn't have to kick it. Das, come on, call it, mate.
I can't do it justice, mate.
Yes,
I can't.
You can.
Take over, Duke.
It's just Duke, it's you.
62 years.
Call it.
And just... I can't
go
do
on,
it.
McLean. No. Come on, Das.
Toby McLean, set, shot. Misses, does not matter. There it is.
There it is.
History made at the MCG. This unbelievable Western Bulldogs outfit, 55 years out of the big dance, 62 years since they've won a premiership. They've achieved all that and more in one of the great finals campaigns the game has ever seen. Scenes. Incredible game of football, and as I said, just an incredible month, one for the ages. And the Dogs just pile out into the centre of the MCG. Staff, directors, board members, reserves, players, it's pandemonium. Extraordinary.
Oh, this is I just can't believe it. It's just, you just thought, oh, well, they've won the one flag. They'll never win one again. And they're seventh on the ladder. They've made their own history. It's as simple as that. And Luke Beveridge, what an absolute...
genius.
Genius,
he's
JB.
He's got to go down as a genius, but to get them to win a flag from seventh, never happened in the history of the modern top eight system.
Well, they'll put a statue of him next to the great EJ out there, EJ Witten Oval. And you see Robert Murphy there. You've got a feel for him. And look, I think... to his credit now, have a look at him. He's excited for his teammates, because Matty Boyd and him, they'll be feeling for him. But this is just an incredible day. They'll write a book on this one, Warrior, won't they? They'll write a book on it.
Spud, I reckon it was book worthy even in a loss today. Yeah. That's how much they've achieved to this point of this season, and it's a guaranteed book now.
That quarter for IGA Liquor. IGA Liquor, proudly independent.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Available via the Uber Eats app.